Development, Green Light Turns into Red Light by Mike Reynolds. Why is it so difficult to produce a hit these days? It was always hard, of course, but now it seems all but impossible. Years ago, U.S. TV outlets used to look at 80 developments a year. Of those, 80% failed, but 20% became big hits. With the demise of development and the straight-to-series trend, the big successes are now in the low single-digit percentages. However, Chris Philip, executive producer and co-founder of Starlings Television, has another take. As traditional production and distribution evolves into a more integrated global approach, development becomes an essential part of the package to allow an informed pre-buy decision. The package includes all scripts, showrunner, director, and talent. On Sherlock and Daughter, produced by Starlings, we had all 8 scripts and talent attached, then 9 buyers and a distributor committed early in the process. Why is it so difficult to produce a successful show? Granted, development has never been easy, but these days it's difficult to get a foot in the door. Plus, there's the cost factor getting in the way. And if that wasn't enough, when a producer gets a deal and delivers the goods that the TV outlet wants, the outlet often goes and cancels the show after 3 episodes, even though it receives great numbers, just not enough to rate in the very top tier. Years ago, content creators and producers would put forward an idea, and if the TV entity loved it, they would tell them to go ahead, even give them money. Today, that doesn't exist in the main. The TV executives now given green light power are, by and large, scared of opening the gate to new ideas, new people, and new themes due to fears of losing their jobs, their titles, and all the benefits associated with it. The late Bernie Brillstein, 1931 to 2008, and the prolific Dick Wolf of Law and Order fame certainly have a better entree when they get a good idea. But for most of the rest, it can be an uphill climb with not-so-profitable returns or good ownership rights assignments. This shift in the development process started to emerge a few years ago. As early as 2016, Jonas Crabtree, executive producer, development, at London-based 2020 Television, told the audience at the Royal Television Society conference in the UK, "You are trying to come up with shows that get commissioned, but remember that TV is a business. You're trying to create hits that pay the bills. You can have a lot of commissions, but not necessarily of things that generate IP. More and more, everyone wants formats, and these days they have to be more subtle." He continued, stressing the fact that broadcasters have to work harder to get people's attention, which is another problem. One more problem is the fact that production companies need to have a strong cash flow for the day-to-day business, development, and production, as well as unexpected events, read COVID-19, strikes, and weather delays. Over in the UK, James Burstall, CEO of Argonaut Films, revealed, "We made a decision to keep development in top gear throughout the pandemic and during the recent downturns. For starters, we are passionate about talent and original ideas, which are our lifeblood. So when things did pick up, we had projects in advanced stages of readiness and good to go. This is what has happened, and we are now seeing a real uptick in commissioning, which is great for the industry." If there's one trend Burstall has also noticed, it's some tariffs are buying more episodes at a slightly lower tariff, possibly with economies of scale. He also noted, international co-productions are increasingly popular at the $1 million mark in both scripted and non-scripted as audiences around the world seek out high-end premium content, and yet many buyers cannot afford the full tariff alone. Another requirement he's experienced from buyers, A-list talent, both on and off screen, is at an absolute premium. There's at least one aspect he would welcome, but isn't on the buyer radar. "I would like to see buyers taking more risks on new talent on screen and off screen. There are so many wonderful actors, writers, directors who deserve a break and must grow the next generation in addition to celebrating our existing stars. This is nothing new because the majority of buyers are reducing the amount they will pay for content and being overly cautious on what receives a green light. This, in turn, means that if a production company agrees, they are in a greater financial red zone than usual. The Los Angeles-based Richard Proper, CEO and founder of ViCTV and Solid Entertainment, wrote in April 2024 in Workit Daily, a job search website, about the difference between development in Europe and in the U.S. In Europe, they partially fund new productions to keep their creative communities alive. In Hollywood, it's always been a game of sink or swim. Proper then explained, it's somewhat easier for the established producers to get their content on air, but the independents or unknown producers have to navigate the labyrinth of junior-level executives who have the ability to say no but lack the authority to say yes. He then continued, we've become an industry of executive know-nothings who are paid to interfere in every production. And concluded, I've seen plenty of creators, producers who came up with a great show, then produced it for well under the going rate, scratch out little in the way of profit for a first and second season. That successful new concept series is then renewed for a 3-4% budget increase in the third season. Then a fourth season negotiation gets heated, and the big brains at the network take the series from the producers, cut it away from those creators, and give it to another production company. This has been Development: Green Light Turns into Red Light by Mike Reynolds.